Hey, how's it going, everyone? It's me, Kimani, the 13-year-old. So I just dropped a recent podcast about the food shortages going on in Britain and the conspiracy theories going on about it. So you guys should go check that one out. But in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the abandoned tunnels that are under America. So I just recently watched the horror movie called Us, and one of the first scene of the movie says, quote, "There are thousands of miles of tunnels under the U.S. Abandoned subway systems, unused service routes, and deserted mine shafts. Many have no known purpose at all." End quote. These tunnels are unseen and forgotten by the world, and they could be under you right now as you listen to this. But what I thought of is, are these structures really abandoned, or is there something else going on? Something sinister. Okay, so first let's talk about how they came to be this way. So back then, I'm talking the late 1800s and early 1900s, lots of cities made tunnels for easier transportation for food and people. But then as soon as things started to look good for these tunnel projects, it all came crashing down. That's when the Great Depression hit, and all the money needed to fund these tunnels was almost little to none. So after this, they had no more money left, and they couldn't even finish what they had started, so they had to abandon them. Even cities with perfectly up-and-running subways had to abandon them. Now you're probably wondering, why can't we just fill them back up? Well, it's actually not so easy. I mean, if they would have to risk building crashing down, and it'd be too big of a sacrifice. So now they just stay there with no purpose. Or is there? Who knows, man? There could be tunnels under you right now as you listen to this. It's kind of bone-chilling when you think about it, actually. Okay, now at the time of the first use of the White House, gold was discovered in California. So naturally, as anyone would, people went there to try and find some and become rich. Although it was super overhyped, and there wasn't nearly enough to give everyone that had come searching for it. So soon after, a lot of people started to give up and abandon the mine shafts, just like the subways. Almost 50,000 mine shafts are left abandoned and untouched right now. Okay, so the Cold War. Now, during the Cold War, America wasn't the nicest people. So we were at risk of getting nuked, and that's exactly what we feared. So in this fear of getting bombed, we made a bunch of fallout shelters to sustain over 10,000 people. And you can guess what happened. Almost 200,000 shelters were abandoned and left to rot. So yeah, let's talk about what goes on around there and what goes down around there. I mean, my guy, these are abandoned tunnels we're talking about. That means there's no cops, no rules, and no one to stop you. I mean, you can murder someone down there and probably never get caught. Now, this is where it even gets more creepy. So, quick disclaimer warning. Don't worry, it's not too scary, it's just kind of disturbing conspiracy theories. What I'm saying is, you might get scared, but hey, I'm 13 and it didn't really budge me, so you should be all good. Okay, so we talked a lot about the tunnels connecting for quote-unquote transportation, but I stumbled upon something, and that was child abduction sites. Now these maps almost line up perfectly. Then I was like, it seems slower and more dangerous to move people through tunnels, and extremely dangerous to go through a natural cave system with a hostage. Seems easier to use like a van or something, right? Well, I've seen a couple of people on YouTube talk about the tunnels and stuff. But I think, yeah, sorry. I've seen a couple people on YouTube talk about the tunnels and stuff, but I think I know what to research. It's called Q movement. It's basically some conspiracy theory that the government has some, trafficking ring. Anyone would at first, I was like, what the heck? That's bogus and makes zero sense. But then I was like, what if they could potentially use the abandoned tunnels to achieve the sinister goal of theirs? But then I came up on a fact that scared me. Over 1 million children go missing every year. So I was like, wait, why don't people protest that? Why don't people protest to stop kidnapping our kids instead of looting these stores? I tried doing a little more research, But then I came to a roadblock. There were no more websites, no more YouTube videos, nothing. A little off topic, but the dark web. Now, we're told from a young age and from countless YouTube videos that the dark web is a bad place and you can get killed slash kidnapped and blah blah blah. Now, I'm pretty sure some of that might actually be true, but hey, I'm an ignorant 13-year-old boy, so I didn't listen. But the dark web is used by the CIA to share top secret documents, so then I thought, what if you look something about these tunnels? But there's no way in heck that I'm going to do that. So now, it's just another question lurking around in the back of my head. That was pretty much it about the tunnels. I didn't have a lot of time to talk about the Cube movement and everything else, but that's because I really couldn't find much information on it, so sorry about that. But feel free to do your own research, and that's it. Kimani the 13-year-old signing off.